Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 75. I'm Dave the NC Picker. With me, as always, is Commonwealth Picker Kevin. And down below, we have Mike, which, what is that all about?
Don't you dare call me Mike. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Stop it.
Did anyone even pick up on my joke? Did anyone pick up on, like, the title where I said, don't call me Mike?
Yes.
I feel like there wasn't enough comments about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys got really triggered, and I got to, like, console him all week. He's sending me messages like, oh, man, these people hate me. This is like, I'm like, Reezy, chill.
Did Reezy really message you about the show?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I haven't heard a thing about that.
Yeah. He's like, man, these people don't like me at all, do they? I'm like, wait a minute. And so you go through, because it's funny. Have you gone through the comments? For everyone that's like, this is the worst show ever.
There's people who said, I really like him.
This is the best show ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's either you hated it or you loved it. And there was a lot of that.
It was polarizing. It was interesting. It was polarizing. Yeah, I mean, I would say one out of three people enjoyed the show based on our little litmus test on the actual show. You liked it. Me and Carrie didn't.
My thought was it was a good podcast. It definitely was not a Trash to Cash podcast. That was the issue.
I liked
That's
it
a good
because
way to look at it. Yeah, it
was, nobody ripped on me.
It didn't.
I mean, it was the best podcast ever. Nobody ripped on me the whole episode.
I know.
That's
and I
true.
Was jonesing. I was jonesing the whole time. I'm like, can I just jonesing get
to belittle him in some capacity?
Yeah, it's how I feel alive.
Listen, it was a good show. It just, like, Carrie, you're exactly right.
It was different.
It wasn't
it was different.
Trash to Cash. It was the Reezy Show, which is a show. You can go watch it on his channel. Yeah, well, like, you can go watch shorts Reezy of when he used to record it 4 years ago.
you can watch
You can watch the old ones.
Well, I appreciated Reezy coming on. I thought he was a good supporter. He made tons of comments. He was replying back to people in the comments. So
I appreciate it too. It was awesome. Yeah, I don't like there's this thing that happens, guys, on this show, and everyone gets mad at me for even saying this sort of stuff, but in the pre-show I always like have Carrie talking to his mic and he sounds all great and stuff, but then every time by like minute 1.5 his audio starts sounding terrible and I don't understand.
Good to me.
Talk again, Carrie.
Yes, hi guys. We're in a podcast and I'm testing the microphone. Does that sound weird?
Hey, go to your settings on StreamYard and see if echo cancellation is on.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
this sort of content.
Echo cancellation is on. Does it need to be off?
Turn it off. Yes, turn it off.
Is that better?
It's better, yeah.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, I didn't know it was.
We might have a moderate echo, but it's better than when it, because if you have echo cancellation on, it turns off your sound while you're talking. If someone interrupts you, it's the interrupting show, so we can't do it.
If somebody interrupts, I interrupted all the time.
I know
you were a total
me
jerk
interrupting.
You were. You
I'm
were.
Like, are you serious?
You were.
Yeah, someone was. I think I saw that comment. Was like, why can't Kevin just let Reezy talk? And I'm like, that's a really good point.
I love it.
He's inconsiderate. Because
it feels like we're rubbing off on Kevin, which is amazing.
Who's engaged in the show? You guys quit. I'm like,
I
gotta do something.
I had never felt more tired in my life than midpoint through that podcast. I literally thought I was gonna pass out. I asked Don to bring me some water because it was
so,
I don't know, I felt like all the energy of the podcast and then it all got sucked out of me and I lost that. I was
for not enjoying it. Dave, you followed the Reezy model. You now have something in common with Reezy. Neither of you resell.
That's true.
The Kling
of
Clickbait.
And he made content about not reselling.
King of Clickbait.
Dude, I did a thing. Yeah, King of Clickbait. It's not clickbait if it's true. Right?
That's true.
I
mean, that's
it's a good clickbait. It was true.
I did it. The video title is, I took down all my eBay listings. That's literally what my video title
was.
Yeah,
that's not clickbait. That's straight up true.
Now, okay, there's a little clickbait because like I have the arrow pointing to the zero listings. All still true. I look all disappointed. In the background, you can see my garage being worked on by construction people. And then the words on the thumbnail might be a little clickbaity. It just says, I'm done. Like, so what am I done with? Like, am I done reselling?
I don't know.
Did I quit
that exact same thumbnail. So did you get it from me?
I used
the I'm done thumbnail.
Well, since you're older than Methuselah, I haven't had time to go look through all of your giant
That's why the words on his thumbnails take up the whole screen and they're always behind me. And I can't read it because I can only see half the letters.
You got to click on it to see what the heck the word is.
Kevin's over here releasing videos from last August, so I don't even know what to do with him.
No, I didn't release a video from last August. I released a video from now that had content in it from last August.
Dude, I just, like, how do you do it? Like, so Brandon is very upset.
What do you
Brandon, your fellow Lynchburgian, he's like, how does Kevin have so much footage? No, he said, how does Kevin have so much footage?
I work.
I work.
You work. What does that mean?
I work. It means I get up all the time and I make
gets up all the time, folks.
I went okay.
How many he gets up every day. He gets up. He never hasn't gotten up in his whole life.
How many every single day, guys. 127? How many videos you make from 127?
I think 4 or 5.
I made one every day.
I went to 5 of those events last year.
5 of those events. So 5, 10, 15, 20. And you don't release a lot of videos. That's
I don't
thing.
Release
you do
as
like
many
what
as you
two
do
a
either.
Week.
It's true. I have y'all. I could. I'm going to put. I have footage from the last 2 weeks. I'm going to put those videos out right now. But if I wanted to, I could make 25 more videos with the footage I have.
Jeez, that's crazy.
That's insane. And
that's why. That's what helped make me, man. When it was COVID, I'm the only one that had footage forever. I just kept putting out videos. People were like, "Oh, you're gross, dude. You're not wearing a mask, or whatever." I'm like, "Cause this is a year ago, y'all."
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing is I was like, especially last summer and stuff, I was releasing 4 videos a week sometimes.
Yeah,
4 videos
a
week, which
and that ate it all up.
It eats it up really quick. So, and Carrie, you were doing daily, so the same thing for you. Like it was just nonstop. So
I could rely on the fact that it was low quality content, though. I didn't have to put a lot of effort into it.
That's true, and it was pretty bad. That's true.
Thank you.
But that's why I mean, think about. Look, I still haven't run out of inventory. I could not source for another 2-3 months and just list every single day, and I wouldn't run out of inventory. Well, you could too, Dave.
Dude, you don't even know. Like, this has been such an enlightening weekend because my family went out of town, and I was like, while they're out of town, I am going to finally sort out my shipping container. I invested $5,500 in like 9 months ago. I've never touched it. I just loaded a bunch of Death Pile in it on pallets, and I ignored it for the last 9 months. And I was like, this is my opportunity. I'm ticked off because everything I sell I can't find. I'm delisting everything, and I'm just going to start from scratch. That's literally what my plan was, start from scratch.
It's liberating,
so
honestly.
It was kind of liberating, so I have no listings now. I sold nothing.
Depends on your point of view, y'all. Because I mean, I saw people in the Patreon or in the Discord, and they're like, "Man, I wish I could help Dave. He seems to make everything so much more difficult than it is."
Yeah, that's true. It's because I'm like, no. Well, see, there's I rush into things and I just do it, and I don't necessarily think it through. And yes, that sometimes makes it harder, but it means that things get done.
For the record, I like this idea. Well, you're right. Yeah. It's give and take, right?
Yeah. It's also new, interesting, compelling content for your flippers. You know, something different.
Which I can tell you right now, and I know Dave a little bit. It is, but I don't think that's why he did it. I think he did it literally because he was upset he couldn't find those four items.
I was upset that I couldn't find those items. I was like, this ticks me off. And the thought in my head was, I'm freaking done. And hence the title, I'm done.
I loved that video. I actually watched that video against my better judgment, and I liked the progression of you just like, maybe I should do that, to like slowly being like, you know what, I might actually do that this week.
Talk to myself into it during the video.
And then by the end of the video, the same night, you're like, I'm doing it right now, clicking the button, I'm making a mistake, I'm doing it. It was awesome, man. It was a great psychological case study for you.
When I saw the thumbnail, I thought, oh no. My reign of flipper domination is over. That's what I thought when I saw the title.
There you go.
Dude, that video, people like to see me quit. That's what I've learned. I think 20,000 people have watched that in a day.
No, it's because it's so relatable. There are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people out there exactly.
Yeah.
You really are the king of relatable, Dave. I don't want this to get to your head, but you're so like you say everything that so many people like Kevin try to hide, you know. And I think that's why the podcast is good for Kevin, because Kevin can show a little bit of who he really is and not just this countrified fakeness that is his channel.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he's a total fraud. But no,
I say that with love. I'm joking.
So I want to know. I want your opinion.
That's Carrie, y'all. Wait a minute. You got to stop for a second. Okay. Since you just exposed me, let me just expose Carrie. Carrie said all that.
Carrie exposes himself every weekend at the strip
without saying, "I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Please don't be mad."
Tina.
That's
Tina makes
Carrie.
Fun of him.
It's hard not to because I'll
watch his streams, and he'll be like, he'll say something like aggressive and mean, and I'm just like laughing because I think it's funny. But then he always, right after, says, "I'm just playing." Tina's like, "Why?"
Like,
I
don't really
want to. You know, he's playing.
I don't want to lose my friendship over something I say off the cuff. You know.
People don't lose my friendship from a joke. All right, so you're good with me. All right, okay. Some people do, but not to me. But no. So I also did this detotifying. I have this like revelation, Kevin, and all these resellers out there that are watching this. I think that totes are the enemy of resellers.
Okay. Yes. So if I had something. All right. Well, I kind of agree in this.
For unlisted.
I want to hear.
For unlisted, I think totes are the enemy. You want that in a
dirty, dirty pile in the middle of your living room. That's how you get it.
Okay. So here's my mind, right? With my mind, I buy the stuff, I throw it in a tote. I buy some more stuff, I throw it in a tote. And then I've got 50 totes and I was like, oh, I've got more unlisted. I need more totes. And I put it all in there and I just forget what I have. I'm not excited about the stuff. I don't see it. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. And it just stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks because I want new shiny stuff. Because I forgot the old shiny stuff I had. When I was over at the shipping container unloading each thing onto these shelves, I detotified. I was like, holy crap, that's awesome. I should sell that. Ooh, I want to sell that. Ooh, I want to sell. Like, I have so much fun crap I could sell that I didn't even realize I had.
There's not enough talk about how resellers are addicts, honestly. Like, we are about getting the next hit, so to speak, next item.
I've shifted my. I have to have totes now. I also have things that aren't on totes, you know, that are out and visible because totes don't work for it. But I have completely shifted, and it's exactly why you said at least two clear totes in the unlisted. So if you look at my supply hut, you look at my supply hut doc.
Code Commonwealth.
Yeah, guys, please. He needs the help.
My supply hut.
Somebody buy him a coffee already, too. He hasn't had one forever.
There's visible stuff, and then there's stuff that is in clear totes on shelves, but there's also totally out of sight up in those lofts and in totes that aren't clear. So there's a little mix, but I totally agree that the clear tote method. Or non-tote method is idea. Way better.
Well, I mean, that stuff that's not in clear totes, let's say you don't have anyone working for you and it's just you listing, don't you think that's the stuff that gets listed last?
Say that again?
If it's my in audio clear bad? Totes?
No, I just am slow.
No, it's his hearing.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I'm just saying the non-clear totes, I feel like that's the stuff you're going to list last.
Oh, yeah, non-clear. Totally, without a doubt, because it's the least messy, for one, and you can't see it. And it's like, if I have totes that are all nice and stacked up neat and whatever, it's like, it's not a problem. It's not invading my world.
Exactly. You guys are missing, the death pile killer that's in front of us all on everybody's favorite subject is Whatnot. That is the death pile killer. That
well,
really is.
Whatnot's going to be my friend, I think, real soon, because I need some Whatnot in my life. Let me see if I can show you this picture. And... this might just be a finder.
Make sure you're
window.
In the right browser this time.
So basically, to solve your problems, you want to rip off your viewers? Is that what you're telling me?
Give them deals on stuff that we don't want to deal with.
I don't care if they get it all for a buck, dude. I don't even care. Like,
so take losses on the inventory.
Sometimes, honestly, I've literally taken
so much of it
losses.
Is 3 years old, Kevin. Like,
so you wouldn't pick it up now, or would you?
Would I buy it again? Yeah, it's good stuff. I just need to list it next time.
Well, no, I mean, it's...
I never listed it.
Like, we can't really take Whatnot... You've done one Whatnot, Kevin, and you didn't even do it. You had other people do it for you. I feel like we gotta do one
more in May. Go find my Whatnot link, y'all.
There we go. Did you already set it up so they can save it or whatever?
No, but actually, to be honest with you,
it's a good idea.
I don't even want to get into it. Last year, I didn't even set it. I think Paul sat at my table and set it up for me.
He did it for
And
you.
Then they ran the show for me when we got to the thing. You know, Eric.
Gotta have the minions do the work. We
did.
We understand.
Come on.
I've seen how you work in person, man. You're yelling when your dad doesn't arrive on time to pick up the packages. I know how it is.
I've heard that. You know, I had a call with Uncle Steve this week, Kevin.
I heard about that. And so you became one of my de facto minions through Uncle Steve.
Okay, wait, let me show you this. So I want to show you the shipping container. I probably spent 24 hours over the last 3 days working on this. And I'm going to show you the results.
Did you lose weight?
A lot of people.
Sweating in that?
Dude, I did. It was so freaking hot. I was like, my weigh-in was good, dude. We'll talk about weight after this. I had a good weigh-in. I'm going to catch Kevin. It's
happening. You are going to catch me. I haven't lost a pound. I've lost like 0.8 in the last maybe a month.
Dude, I want it to get you to the point where you're dreading my weigh-in number, where you're like, oh,
no, we want
to.
I want to see competitive Kevin. I felt like Kevin was super competitive at first, and then he's just kind of just lackadaisical. Yeah. Kevin.
Okay, this is the result.
You're right.
This is the result after all is said and done, and I still have to bring over a bunch more. Hold on, where do I do my Gmail? Boom.
This is not good for a podcast. We don't look at these pictures.
On. There it is. I'm showing you a picture of my shipping container.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So your strategy was no
totes.
Put them all on shelves.
Everything's on shelves in like categories. So you see, it's all.
What
plush.
Did you do with the totes?
They're all sitting outside the shipping container. I need to give them away, basically, on Facebook.
Give them away.
Sell them. I can.
Somebody
sell them.
Pay good. That's a lot of money.
You just say where your shipping container is and have somebody go pick them up for you.
Go rob them. Yeah. No. So I mean, what I've done is I've got like, and it's not perfect because I'm just not a neat person. I literally won most disorganized in high school. My wife is like my savior when it comes to cleanliness. She's not in town, so this was the best I could possibly do. But you can see, like, I have four full shelves of plush and like dolls. Right. And so that's what I need to take to Whatnot. Right. The stuff that I have way too much of is going to be the Whatnot fodder. Those big, you see that bottom.
You know what would be
tote?
Nice, Dave? Is a Whatnot tote. You know, a dude, tote to put the Whatnot stuff in.
Kevin, there's so much Whatnot totes. Dude. That one on the bottom right that you can see, like, the little edge of, like, the little ring over there hanging out. Carrie, see on the ground?
Yeah,
that little tote.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all, like, action figures and toys okay. and smalls that I could totally do action figure auctions on. I found a bunch of Spawn figures, like, there's thousands of things I could sell on Whatnot.
I think we need
for
to
a buck and be
we
totally
need to talk about the obvious.
Buck.
We need to talk about the obvious from this picture, though, and this is the real bane of your existence, Dave. There's one nice item. There's this backpack on the top left, Harry Potter or something. But aside
yeah,
from
yeah,
that,
that's my
not,
Hero Academia.
There's not one good item I see in this. Not
that's
one.
True. I just buy garbage.
I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Dude,
I'm joking.
No, dude, there's some Inesco snow babies. Come on.
Oh, snow babies. Get in while the craze is hot.
There's an Alf. Yeah, no, it's not great stuff. But, you know, it's my stuff.
Oh, it's there's stuff in there.
There's
good.
There's
Come
good
on.
Stuff. There's a lot of plush in there that are great. I mean, I called Carrie, Kevin. And I was like, Carrie, I, while cleaning my shipping container, found four boxes of crap I bought from his Whatnot and never opened. Just brand new.
Oh,
packages.
I have boxes. I have a box of Eric's stuff in there that I bought from his Whatnot.
Yeah, never even opened it. It's just
been
like
9 months.
That's good stuff. I'll open it one day. So, like, but I feel like I can attack this. Now that I can see it all, I can attack it. Like, there's something to being able to see your death pile that I think is empowering in a sense. Like, I can go in there and I can be like, look at all these stuffed animals. I'm going to take a trash bag home and I'm just going to do an auction for stuffed animals or list animals, whatever.
So on my one Whatnot, I'm gonna do. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. Do I want? I love T-shirts. I love hats. I might do that. I have Chernock here to help and stuff. But I'm kind of trending towards doing that, and every other sale between hat and T-shirt of doing just a big. Here's a box full of figures, but not just one. Like just a ton, and just clear stuff.
Like lots.
Just get it out.
Mm-hmm. Like do lots. Yeah. Yeah, that's tempting. Yeah. I definitely could do that with my little smalls, my little action figures and stuff, like Lego Dimensions and all these other.
Well, I mean,
things.
Because isn't that better money wise? Because people are paying the shipping. Yeah. This one, they buy it for $2 and they pay shipping, and then they buy another one for $2.
Lots
and they pay
are
a little
great
bit more
for
shipping.
For eBay and whatnot. When I have cool figures, we like to put like two or three together if we can, and then there's more people bidding. Yeah, you get more people bidding because somebody wants one,
and
figure, somebody wants
get rid of a lot. Faster, and then you don't have to ship them individually. You just boom,
it.
And then
exactly.
Dave, you have a cleaned out.
Yeah, I like it because honestly, like I was thinking about it, it's like, man, to do an auction, if I do 100 items, it's about a 2-hour auction, and it's exhausting. And so if I just do a single figure, like it's going to take a long time to work through.
Do
this,
all your Marvel together.
Yeah,
you know, do all your. You
I
know,
can't
you said
like
Spawn,
my Marvel.
You know,
I've got like. Hundreds of Marvel in four different totes, but I'll just do. I get
okay.
the point. Yeah, I get
do
your
20
point.
At a time. Yeah, because then you're going to actually give some value to some resellers, and you'll probably end up making the same amount of money.
Yeah,
and if they're buying Unless one off, they're not getting value. They're just buying it because you're ripping them off.
And I guess if you're doing
Army
a lot of
there.
20, you could easily start it at $5, and that'd be fine. Like
start at a dollar, dude.
Yeah. I could start at $1.
Yeah, they're going to bid it up. You're going to abuse these people. Sure. Don't let them. You know, start them at $1.
Well, listen,
make them feel
can I tell
part
you something?
Of the auction?
And this, I think, goes for, like, anyone on Whatnot. The more auctions you do, and Carrie, correct me, because you do this. I feel like the more auctions you do, the worse the turnout gets. If you do them too often. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Overall, yeah, that's generally the... I'm messing around with whatnot.
That's why I do one a year.
Yeah, that's
the truth.
You
have a ton of people at that one.
There, it's on, just something you have enough energy... It's so you have enough energy for it, let's be honest. Kevin,
but I wanted to hear what you said. So what's your opinion on doing them often?
It's tricky because you're right. In general, that's what happens. The more you do something, the less special it is and less people show up. But I've been messing around with a lot of stuff. Like lately... You were at the last auction we did, the main one.
Yeah.
We did the spinning wheel, and that really turned out
well. That was fun.
But I imagine there's going to be the law of diminishing returns over time. It probably won't work quite as well. But what I'm doing is a mixture of these tentpole auctions, these main auctions, which is the Thursday night auction, and then I'm doing pop-up auctions now. And ones like where I give a couple hours notice, and I don't put any items in it. It's all mystery. And those have been doing pretty well for me, too, and I'm getting through a lot of stuff that way. With the cards, I'm going to be doing a bargain bin auction. I'm going to start this week, which has to do with my card channel. So I'm trying to experiment. I've been collabing with people. We're going to see what sticks and what doesn't. I'm going to learn through doing.
If Dave didn't have a follow-up here, I don't understand. You've got to help me out here. I'm going to rip on you a little bit, but I'm going to pull a carry and then give you some praise later.
Okay.
So you sent me a wonderful gift. You sent me a wonderful gift, right? You sent me a box with angel hats in it, stuff for Turner, wrestling cards, you know, cool stuff. I like it. Really, really awesome. It was over a pound, yet you used a box you had to pay for from Walmart, not Supply Hut. So you paid for the Walmart box. It could have been put in a priority box. Yeah. So
I'm trying to understand priority boxes. What's up with that?
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Why don't...
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Why would you use priority boxes?
Yeah, that's actually a revelation I'm just having right now.
He's writing this down to the show.
No, that's honestly a really good idea that for some reason being a 12-year reseller had not crossed my mind. You're right. Well, first off, it's because I care.
Get your number 7 boxes to take your own advice.
Exactly, but you have to realize I have to hear, you know how I am, I have to hear it about 1,000 times.
I mean, first class is another thing, right? But I'm like, weighing this thing, I'm like, this can't be first class. Like,
well, I just wanted to know that the stuff that was inside was Walmart quality. That's what I wanted to protect.
Well, the Walmart box isn't as good as the number 7 box. I know. The Walmart boxes are flimsy.
No, you're right. No, that's 100% correct. I should have done that, and I'm gonna. You're actually might have.
There was packing paper in there.
Can I ask you though, Carrie? Literally, have you ever ordered Walmart boxes? Or, I mean, USPS boxes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've ordered them. Yeah, I've ordered them.
You have. You have used them.
I'm gonna go on and order.
I used to use them a lot when I started. I don't know why I stopped doing it. I have no clue. I don't know.
Because you want to pay for them?
I don't know what my problem is.
This has reminded me, though, I am actually, I only have like 8 number 7 boxes left, so I should order some. Kevin, what is the box that's like they're like the longer ones, but they're skinny? They're
1095, 1097, 1092.
Which one's the thicker one, though? There's one that's a little bit
1090,
thicker.
1095, I think, is the thickest one, and I might be wrong.
1095. There it is. Cool. I'm gonna order.
It's starting to sound like Pure Hustle Podcast. I could be wrong. This is too informative. Too informative.
I'm sorry. I literally need
them all
boxes.
Because the 1092 and 1095 will slip into it.
They slip into the other one. Yeah. Maybe I'll get 1092s.
If you need it, right?
I'll get 1092s.
I get them all. They're all.
I feel like I'm in the chess club. This is intolerable.
Wait, what's 1097, Kevin?
They're all very similar. They're just different in width and different in all right, well, mostly
I'm
different.
Order the 1097 too. Then
height.
This is literally this is a podcast, guys. It's not time to order my boxes, but it was
we should talk about it. 1092.
Oh, we can talk about it. So I've had a lot of fake sugar today. There's a good chance that if I were to fart, I would crap my pants. So I'm gonna hold those in.
I had more sugar than I usually have today. And I'm a little bit. I feel bad because I went to a party at Sonny's house, Sonny the Las Vegas.
I had Sonny on my list here.
I had a regular root beer, and that's a lot of sugar.
Tell me. Oh, yeah. I accidentally drank a Sprite the other day because Tina had been getting diet Sprite.
Too much.
And I had had a few of them. And then I went to Anna's gymnastics, and they had Sprite for sale. I'm like, oh, I can drink Sprite. And I grabbed a Sprite and drank it, and then I drank the whole thing, and I looked at that, like, 52 grams of sugar, 200 calories. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm making all the decisions based on the fact that I lost a pound and a half this week, so I'm making, you know, this is the one day, Sunday's the day I kind of chill out a little bit, so I had some sugar and
treat yourself a little bit. Last night I had popcorn at the movie theater.
All right, so Sonny, I got to say, since you brought this up, you guys go off on tangents like nobody's business. So I got to focus here.
Focus.
What's up? I saw Sonny was posting stuff. You know, viewers were telling him he's nobody without the people he's been clinging to and whatever. I saw that.
So you're gonna put me in dangerous territory. You like playing it spicy. I like it. No, there's a bit of reseller drama going on, and I have to be careful not to say anything.
But I figured if Sonny posted it, it was
There's some people coming after.
Can we bring him on the show? Can he hop in the call and he can?
Well, I don't know. We can invite
him.
Here's the thing. No, Sonny was at the Niche Ladies thrift store, and they there was a little bit of a, like, they weren't making a lot of money. There's a little bit of a fallout. Some stuff happened.
Which is public,
and they left very, very cordially. Mikey did a video where he was super nice and cordial, but he did give some of the reasons, and I think she didn't like that, and there's some, you know, there's some issues going on. So yeah, you know, I moved to Vegas, and go figure, there's drama here. I thought there wouldn't be. I thought there would be no drama in Las Vegas.
I got a message, so let me do a disclaimer. If you're going to send me a message on eBay or on Instagram or on YouTube comments, I'm probably going to read it on this show. I'm sorry.
I'm just surprised you read them.
Well, I don't generally, but this...
We should make that a part of the show. I did that this week.
This is
we
a follow-up, Kevin. What, me?
Because you always
have hate
them.
Messages?
I always have them. Yes. And I have interesting ones, and I don't always... Sometimes I'll post them on Instagram, but not often lately because people... I don't know. Anyway.
You have a bunch of older people who think you're more famous than so Herb Albert or something, and they're just all over you. Alpert with
the
a T.
Alpert. It's in every record pile across the country.
Okay, so, like, I feel like I have to, like, cover this a little bit because this person wrote, like, 9 months ago, and I read it on the show, and it was one of my very animated readings, and it was very like negative and hurtful and et cetera, and so I read it, but they wrote me back randomly. I never responded. I don't think I might have. I can't remember. They wrote me back, and I read like a sentence of this, but I was on a phone call with Brandon, and I was like, yeah, I'll read it later, and I still haven't read it, but I'm gonna read it now on the show, and we'll see if I regret reading it without filtering it at all. Hi, Dave.
I'm sure
I'm
I will.
Not sure if you remember me, but 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago, I wrote you a very non-constructive and insulting email, and for that, I'm very sorry. So look at that. Aww. See that? I didn't need to do anything, and they just realized. Wow. I read that part, and I was like, I like it, like, right there. There's, like, another bunch of paragraphs, but, like, just that part's good. This is, I'm
nice.
Feeling
that
good
nice.
So mm-hmm. far. Let's
selective.
Go. Let's see if it gets
just
worse.
Just be selective on what
I've
you take
been,
from that. Yeah.
Well, I sometimes get scared to read things and comments. I'm like, oh, they're going to hate this. I'm just not going to look at it. So I'm like scared that there's so much more after that. Like, that should be the whole message, right? Like,
that should be it.
I'm sorry. But no, there's a whole bunch. So let's see where it goes.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere good, I bet.
It could go to a good place. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
50-50. Maybe he changed his life.
I promise my sole intent was to try to help a fellow reseller. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. I know where people go wrong. There's just...
Is this the guy who told us to lie and give
no,
a
no, this is a different guy. Oh. That guy is... Oh, okay. That was more recent. This is a guy who just told me I was doing everything wrong and I would never be successful and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. There's just something about my writing style that no matter how positive my thoughts are, it always comes across like I'm an a-hole. When I wrote that email, I showed it to my assistant. She looked at me and said, did you say you were trying to help him or hurt his feelings and make yourself look like a jerk? I ignored my assistant and sent it anyways. I even wrote in the email.
I also
and said,
ignore my assistant, just for the record. I never listen to him.
So does Kevin. You're probably going to... I even said... In the email, you're probably going to go on your channel and say something like, who the heck has the time to do stuff like this? And sure enough, you did. That sounds right. I'm the one that said something like, you really need to stick with items that are $50 or more. It's not worth the nickel and diming. And I went away. I didn't bother you again because it's really none of my business. I figured he just has to go through it himself to realize what I'm saying is true. And it's not about me being right. It's about statement and realization of facts. I did exactly what you were doing. I did it for years. I'll be honest. Okay, it's a statement of facts, Kevin. Do you disagree that that's a fact?
Yes, I totally disagree.
Yeah, I have an issue with anybody who... Oh, it rubs me the wrong
way. If that were true, the dollar store would have gone out of business many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
Just like I get this nonstop with the card thing, and I'm honestly like legitimately trying to build up this low end stuff that I'm doing to where I could be somewhat similar to a place like Burbank that is one of the biggest selling card, biggest selling eBay stores in the world. So, I mean, I think a lot of people, I have an issue, and I mean this lovingly, I'm not like a serious issue, but I have an issue with anybody who comes at you saying they know how eBay works, because I don't feel like there's many people who know exactly how eBay works.
I mean, let's face it. It's not about the dollar amount of the item. It is about the dollar amount that you are making for the time you are investing.
Yes.
Period. It's about how much, if you want to break it down by hour, great. Break it down by hour. If you want to break it down by the year, break it down by the year. But I can show you people that are selling $50 to $100 items all day long, making a ton of money. And I could show you people that are selling $10 items and making a ton of money. The systems are in place. And I don't have the best system, period. I don't. But I've chosen to do it this way. And there's a reason why I do it this way, but whatever.
There was nothing more liberating than to be rid of all my worthless junk. I dumped all that stuff in my driveway, had a tag sale, made everything a dollar or two, and it was gone. And I really tried to discipline myself to only stick to items I think that would sell for 25 or more.
Pay 20 for them?
I don't know. I think you finally realized it's just not worth selling these $2, $5, and $8 items. I know you think you're making money, but you're not making money. That was the point I was trying to make. I totally disagree with that as well. You can make money selling cheap stuff. That was the point I was trying to make. Please understand, I'm not being nasty. I'm not being insulting. I'm passing along information, and someone that seems to work very hard like you is spinning your wheels. See second email. Second email, am I? Oh, no, keep going. I watched your video entitled
You don't have to read it.
Well, no, but this is about the latest. Now, this has inspired this latest video. Latest video. I watched your video entitled I Took Down All My eBay Listings, and you're talking about going to buy more shelves. You don't need more shelves. You need less worthless items, which is what Kevin was just saying about, or Gary was just saying. You talked about bringing the unsold items back to your storage area and bring them back one at a time and sitting here going, no, no, no. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing this? It's all about the items, Dave. You just need items that are worth a minimum of $25. There's a reason people sell the type of items that you're buying for very little money. It's because they're not worth anything, really. Yes, you have some cool items here and there that sell for some decent money. I'm talking about the majority of what you have. Please understand what I'm saying. It's positive. I'm not coming across like a jerk, at least, I hope. I just want to mention.
So basically, it's the same email, just couched in, I'm not being a jerk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian.
Okay.
Well, okay, but
you know
what?
I believe he's not trying to be a jerk. I don't think he's being a jerk at all. And look, and I'm not saying he's totally wrong. He is not totally wrong. I think, looking at what I've got, right, if I just didn't buy the Tupperware, then I wouldn't have a death pile, right? If you got rid of that lower end, you'd have time to sell it. So there's truth in it. I'm not saying there's not truth in it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I have a disease, a Tupperware disease.
I have a disease. Well, listen. Okay, so the big thing I struggle with is him saying you can't make money selling low-dollar stuff. You can't.
That's just wrong.
That's just wrong.
Especially if it's multi-quantity or if it's easy shippers, easy listers.
But what I have been saying, like in the video I just edited before we started the show, I am heavily considering not listing items for less than $10 on eBay. Less than 10.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
And it's not because you can't make money, it's because of my time. And which is kind of what he's saying.
10 plus shipping. Okay.
And then everything else I'll sell as a lot for more money, or I'll sell it on whatnot and just be done. Like I'll take home a stack of crap from the shipping container, and anything that's worth less than 10 goes in the whatnot pile. Or
I got 500 of these vintage keychains, and they sell for $16 a piece, or you could say $10 plus shipping, or $9 plus shipping. They're multi. You tell me you're not going to buy that. You're not going to list that.
Well, that is $10.
And make $7.50, $8. But okay, say they sell for $9 plus shipping, and you paid 50 cents, and you have 500 of them. You're not. And you tell me you're not going to list that.
If it's one listing, I would do it. Okay. It can't be a hard and fast rule for me, but it's like. What I guess I'm saying is when I start
I agree with you.
Because my goal is to literally get everything out of my garage this week. Every single thing. Everything that was listed, everything unlisted.
Well, if that's your goal, that's a no-brainer then.
Right?
Because obviously you're buying more than you can sell.
Yep.
So this is, to me, this is a good strategy for you. Period.
So what I want to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to bring stuff back. And I'm going to list the stuff that's worth more than 10. And I'm going to whatnot or donate the stuff that's less than 10. And just be done with it.
Can I make an argument for you?
Sure.
why not make it 15 until you clear the shit out and then make it 10?
That's interesting. That's interesting. That would, cause,
because you might not get it finished. And then, you know, if you could get that thing really cleaned out and really done, I don't see how you clean. That's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Why don't you make it 20 and do it? You'd feel better. You'd have a new system and you could buy and implement it as you buy. I think I jacked the number up just this one time and then move it down to 10.
The problem was I went to look at my listings the other day, right? And this was one of the things that motivated me to take everything down is I looked at my listings and I sorted by $10 or less, and it was 75% of my items were less than $10 on eBay.
Oof.
75%. And this was like,
that's even worse than me.
2,200 items, only like 600 were worth more than $10. It's crazy. And so like, you know,
mine's worse than that by a lot.
Is it?
I'm probably 95%. But the thing is, anything over $10 typically sells pretty fast too, you know, because I'm picking and choosing that stuff. But my cards, I'll get them in bulk. I got tens of thousands of them. I got a list, but I'm not paying a lot for them at all.
Yeah, true.
So I'm doing, I got two boxes full of comic books in an estate sale 2 weeks ago. Just giant boxes worth, right? And I'm like, I'm going to sell these things off in lots, big giant lots. And there, she's like, well, this one's worth $30. I'm like, I don't care. We're selling it on a lot. And because I think you can still make money, even if that's the marquee item, make sure it's right there in the middle and make sure people can see it, and it'll help sell all the ones that aren't good items to sell. And I'm not saying do that all the time.
No, but
I'm
like
that parted out guy. Once you have more inventory than you can list, it's not a bad strategy.
I like your $15 number. I do like that. Like, just for now, because this, I mean, you don't understand. Maybe you do. Like, that shipping container picture I showed, if you guys are watching the video version, like, it doesn't look that bad, but I promise you, this is way too much stuff. This is an unhealthy amount of death pile. The death pile support pig actually confronted me in love. And he said,
with
Dave,
love and acceptance.
Much.
Yeah.
It was, it's like, I love you, but it's just wrong at this point, the amount of death pile you have. And I was like, Mr. Piggy, you're right. I need to do something about this.
So you need an innovator.
I need I need a list of stuff if I wanted to sell. Like, and that's the big problem too, is for the last year, Tina's been doing a lot of my listing, and she likes to list DVDs, and she likes to list smalls and easies, and they're all five freaking bucks. And I made money. I made good money last year on eBay. Like,
put them together.
But yeah,
so I just did it with CDs. I took CDs. There was boxes of CDs that I got for dirt cheap. I went out. I had Bubba's girlfriend go through, and she pulled this. I had her do this like 6 months ago. She pulled every CD that was $10 plus shipping or more. She pulled every single one, and then we threw the rest in a box. And so the girls are out there taking pictures, and I'm like, look, just divide them all up into genre, put them in lots. We're auctioning them off. We already made a killing on the $10 and over ones, and they've been selling great. $40, $30, $20, $50, and they're gone.
Well, and, you know, it would be, like, a little refreshing to be like, oh, I have 10 sales to ship. That's at least $150, right? As opposed to now, oh, I just shipped 10 items, it's $84. Like, but, and the other thing is I did this 50% off sale on my oldest inventory, and when me and Annabelle was out there helping me pull orders, and every order, I'm like, how much you think that sold for? She's like, I don't know, like $8? I was like, $199. What am I doing?
So what is up with these? And I see these people doing this. Like, Goodwill is selling this stuff. Individual Goodwills are selling CDs for like $4.82 free shipping. I'm like, it cannot possibly, if you're paying an employee, it cannot possibly be worth it.
No, it's not. It's not worth it. That's why this was, all right, so it was a combination of not finding my inventory and also the fact that half the sales were $2. And I'm like, what? This is not worth my time. This is truly not worth my time. $2.
Yes.
I mean, no offense, Gary, totally. But cards are easier to ship than a lot of the stuff I'm selling for.
Well, $2. Here's another thing. Like, I have 3,600 listings on eBay. About 3,000 are cards. And if you look behind me, if you're watching the video, that's 3,000 card listings right there. That's one shelf.
That's
so
nice.
It doesn't take up space.
And you have to do. And I say this all the time because people are like, why do you sell this little whatever? And I'm like, you know what? Some people. And I think it's about a relatability thing. Some people can't sell big items. Some people are, you know, they have disabilities. They have one foot. They have, you know, I don't know what. But y'all didn't even catch that.
I want to know.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
How does it start?
And he doesn't apply. But, you know, there are some people I have, you know, little old lady send me messages and like, thank you for selling those mousetrap balls and those checker pieces because I can do that. And I'm like, You know, yeah. You know, because they're trying to make an extra $50 a month selling stuff in a desk drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, I get, and it's a hobby. Not everybody, and it's fun, and
it's
whatever.
A good point, though. Not everybody reselling is trying to become a millionaire reselling. People might just
right,
want
to, but everybody who's trying to become a millionaire wants to rip on the people who are selling stuff for $4 plus shipping.
Exactly.
Here's another argument for only listing more valuable stuff. I feel like if I'm focused on listing things $15 or more, then my sourcing will be more selective, yep, and more picky.
Should be. I will have to see it to believe it.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like I would have to be more picky. I feel
like
isn't
that the problem,
there,
though? Is that the problem, Dave? If you weren't making that content, is that part of the problem?
What do you mean?
Is the content, the desire to make the content and to buy the item, part of the problem?
If I didn't have a YouTube channel, if I didn't have a YouTube channel, I would have no death pile.
Really? Okay, so your answer, 100%. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I just wouldn't, because I would just list it all. I mean, I would just list it, and I would not yard sale the next weekend. Right, like
if it was, yeah, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, I would buy stuff and I would list it. Like, when I first got back into this, like 2020, I would buy stuff and I would list it, and then I'd yard sale again. I wouldn't
see,
yard
I had
sale
a death
before.
Pile before I had a YouTube channel.
Okay, yeah, and see, I don't think I would.
Now it's never been out of control.
Mine's out of control,
although I would say there was a time it was out of control,
yeah,
slightly, but yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Mine is bigger than people think because they see the organization, yeah, and the sheds and stuff,
yeah.
I didn't see this shed over here. This shed's full.
When I met Don in 2014, I had three sheds. One of them was a 10x40, and I had a two-story store filled with stuff. So I've always had a problem with, buying more than I could physically handle because of the deals.
Well, and I have a fear. Yeah. Well, I just have a fear of running out of content because, like, the rain happens, and then it's too hot, and then there's no sales, and then something comes up, and it's like,
you know,
I want to make sure I keep releasing content. And so, yeah,
start
driving. But that's, yeah, that's true. But no, that, I mean,
come
I don't know. I think
here.
This is going to be.
I got a bed in the shed.
I think it's going to be healthy. The other big thing that's inspired this, there's, you know, it's always like a bunch of things that happen that make you do like big changes. The other one is Tina really wants this room I'm in, this office I'm in for the family, right? She wants like a guest room / playroom for the kids. And so she wants me to move into the garage. So for me to move into the garage, I have to do something about the quantity of stuff in there. Now, I have a question, and this is for the viewers, but also for you too. As I'm putting all this stuff out of totes and into my storage container, I'm thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice to pull orders that weren't in totes, that were just sitting on shelves, toteless? Have you ever done that or heard of that or tried
I have removed. If you look carefully, I have removed places where there used to be totes and have put items on shelves.
Okay. Like, I'm thinking,
so,
like, you could literally label the spot on the shelf, right? B2 could be a spot on the shelf, and then you just set items on
if
the shelf.
If you wasted there. Your time labeling things, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't need
to if I always put, like, items together. Like, if I put all the hats together, like you said, then I wouldn't necessarily need to label it. It would just
and
be
you wouldn't have to put a stupid SKU in there, too. I know that's not popular, so don't get mad at me out there.
I've always
And listen, I understand. You know, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I've always been mixed with totes and stuff, but, like, now that I'm doing mostly clothes and cards, like, the majority of my stuff, it's totable and in the boxes. But when I don't do as many bobbleheads as I used to do. But I mean, I would definitely have a bobblehead section on a shelf and just have all the bobbleheads lined up, like an army
of
bobbleheads.
If you have somebody else pulling, if you ever want to or have people pulling orders for you, a SKU system and labeling is essential.
Yeah.
It's not essential when you do it the way I do.
Yeah, I don't do shipping anymore. So I have to have, like, my cards are alphabetized by sport so that if, you know, Alexander Ovechkin sells, they go look under A in the miscellaneous card section because I don't have a hockey section and they can find it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm considering doing that. So like I said, everything's cleared out. Not yet, but everything will be cleared out. And then I just bring stuff back and I set it on a shelf, not in a tote, just sitting there out in the open, just go grab it and ship it. And if you like what you said, $15 or more, everything else goes on Whatnot or in a lot on eBay. And
dude, Whatnot.
And if you want to change it to 10 later, think, first of all, $10, if you had in your mind 5 years ago that you're going to sell things for $10 or more, because I used to tell myself $5 or more.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you,
$5 ain't worth $5 anymore. It's not worth what it was 5 years ago. I've heard of inflation. So
it's four after everything's said and done.
Yeah, and I'm still working through some stuff that I've had listed for a while, but I really don't want to list anything that's under 10. I will, depending on what it is, but I don't really want to list anything under $10. That's saying a lot for me.
There's really two tiers to what I do, too, because I do the cards because I love them. And in a perfect world, my eBay would be 95% cards because I love them. And it really is right now. And everything, like anything under $20 right now that isn't cards is going to go through Whatnot. It's got to be like 20 or so plus shipping more, or I'm not going to put it on eBay.
I think this time last year, Terry, you were at 400 listings.
Yeah, I was at about 400 or 500. I'm at 36. Right. Well, I can tell you the exact amount, but I'm at about 3,600.
So, you look it up, but let me just do this since we're halfway through the podcast. 35. I've already ripped on Carrie for buying Walmart boxes, so I have to give a giant shout out to SupplyHut.com.
Code NC Picker.
Code American Arb. No Tetrage, just American Arb, guys. Least amount compared to them. Guys do nothing but brag about how much in our group chat, doing. And I don't know what I'm doing. Obviously, that's why I am requesting.
All right.
I don't care. Time out. I do, but
Trash to cash. All right. SupplyHut.com. Trash to cash. We'll get you 5% off.
They can't see you word writing. They can't see you word writing an audio podcast, Kevin. Yes,
exactly. Can. He's doing the Disney wand
trash
thing.
The number two.
There you go.
We'll get you 5% off. And listen, all three of us share in a very small percentage of those purchases, but we do share. See, so they're trying to hawk their own thing here, which I would never do. Uh-huh. Dave went into our Facebook group, the three of us.
Yes.
And he puts a link to my reseller genie and puts his link the trash to cash.
The audacity.
Yes, I have he never has no done shame. In trash to cash. None. We put our mutual links. We don't put
That's
I'm
insanity.
The one who you
put
never heard of my reseller genie before. I brought my reseller genie to you on a silver platter, gave it to you, and then you go into our
gave
podcast.
It to us. Wow,
this is
look
it.
At this
is how That's the right. podcast crew breaks up, guys. This is how we break up.
This is how he talks to us when we're not on air, by the way.
All the reselling podcasts have huge breakups,
Carrie,
guys.
What have I done for you?
Carrie, have you ever gone into our Facebook group and dropped your link?
No, and to be fair, you've told me I should, but I know that's not the shtick. No, he's doing a shtick right now, and I realize that, and I screwed it up by saying that, but you know.
Yeah, dude, did you know Rey Mysterio Jr. killed a dude?
Did you know Jimmy Superfly Snuka killed a dude?
Yeah, no. Matthew Broderick did too. If we're gonna get into
did
this,
he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
so Alec Baldwin did.
Unless you're a restaurant that's
a nice
Justin
lady.
Bieber, probably. I don't know.
Or chicken sandwiches.
No, I didn't know that. He was like always my favorite wrestler, and he killed his friend, like his closest friend by accident,
like,
in a match.
Well, if it was an accident, why would he not be? Yeah, he was going on trial and stuff, and then he passed away.
No, Rey Mysterio didn't get in trouble. He did one of his moves, but it went wrong, and the guy died. That was crazy to me. I've seen some matches.
They're jumping off of cages onto tables. I think that's risky. That's some risky biscuits. Owen Hart. Mm. The blue blazer at the time? The blue blazer. We should do a wrestling podcast. Kevin would love that.
Oh, I would. Rowdy Roddy. I would wear. Where's my shirt? I gotta get my Rowdy Roddy. He was
one of the best actors in
the history of S. White Lion. It's underrated. I have a White Lion sealed cassette tape. Anybody have the not the big game one? What's the one? I can't remember it's the self-titled one out there. I want to see.
Were you a big
to my PO box?
Go ahead, Dave.
A big what?
Yes.
A big what? A big what? Please continue. Big what?
Is he big what?
Kevin. How big was it?
What are you talking about?
I found some sealed 8-tracks. Are those worth anything? Oh, he disappeared. The guy who sells 8-tracks.
Oh, look at that, man. Getting paid off the clock as usual.
Okay, so yes, it depends on the 8-track. If it's, the Tijuana Brass, no.
It was some band. But she wanted
now,
$5
if you
bucks
can
a piece.
Find, like, I want a, I like Blondie. I've always liked Blondie. I want a Blondie sealed 8-track. There's a few that I want.
there are some that are worth some really good money sealed. There are some that are worth nothing sealed, just like anything else. But little heads up to y'all out there, they are starting to grade sealed, not just VHS, but you're seeing more and more of sealed, well, of course, records. They've started to do sealed cassettes, sealed 8-tracks. You're starting to see more and more sealed CDs.
Wow.
I mean, well, they'll grade posters, I think, even. There's the grade everything.
I think plush. Let's start a plush grading set. I'm telling you. We can grade plush.
I found graded Pokemon cards at a yard sale last weekend, but nothing really caught my eye. I have the greatest title for a picker video, by the way. I think I'm going to title it, "I'm Embarrassed to Release This Footage." Isn't that good?
That's good.
That's good. Don't steal it. Wait, is it going to come out before this?
Yeah, you shouldn't have in Nashville Flippers.
Crap. Yeah, no, exactly. I'll release it tomorrow. Maybe I'll release it tomorrow.
Ray already has some videos he can probably attach that to.
I did one. You remember, of course, you released a TikTok with us invading that poor lady's house, right?
Yes.
I love that yard sale. Go watch
that video. That's the
video
that got released. It's a number one going like off the... I released it this morning. It's got 33,000 views already.
Yeah, but if you want a shorter version, don't want to waste 30 minutes, just check out exactly. TikTok.
I just skipped ahead to that part because that was magical. If you guys were there in person, Kevin like conned his way into this lady's house somehow, and we just all followed him like he was the Pied Piper. We're just like, oh, we're all going to this lady's house now and filming, and the lady was the coolest lady ever. She just let everybody come in.
She's like, come on in, boys.
It's an Eric move,
like,
right?
I know.
There.
I felt
Eric
like we were like
how to get into the house. Well, I titled the video like I crossed the line at this yard sale. And the thumbnail was
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Why? I thought it would look different when I looked at it later in the day.
And it said, "Let me in." Mm. Let me in. Which I think was a Primetime Treasure Hunter did one, "Let me in an estate sale."
I saw it a while back and I stole it. I wrote it down.
So thank you, Dom. Big shout out to Dom.
I can't wait till you steal my latest thumbnail, my latest title, the "I'm Embarrassed to Release."
I dare you to steal anyway, a sweaty headband. That's a good one, and it's one of my faves.
He really did that. Go with his channel. It's the worst. He wonders why no one clicks.
I gave up on that one. So I get in there and somebody's like, "Oh, where did you cross the line in this video?" And then another person comments, another clickbait title. I'm like, we asked to go into her home and it says, "Let me in." I'm like, that's not that clickbaity.
What clickbait should be. You actually did what you said in the video.
I should
and
have
you
said
it in
I
a very
the threshold
vague way.
That was a fantastic movie. I feel like I've only been watching crappy movies, but "Let Me In" with Chloe Grace Moretz or whatever. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah. Scary
movie. It's a
movie.
It's a film. It is a scary movie. Okay. It's like a vampire movie and it's awesome. Is it vampires? I think it is.
We both saw Scream 6 this week. We should do a Scream 6.
Oh my gosh.
Guess what? You can't
Scream 6.
You can't
trust
your
see the same
friends.
Movie the sixth time?
Yeah, it's the
I've
same
only
one.
Seen Scream 1, so
it's kind of like the law of diminished,
but with a 6 at the end.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Telephone. It somehow got worse and worse, and it's exactly
Courtney
what
Cox
you think
still
it is.
In it?
She is.
She looks
dude,
the same.
She looks like a skeleton, straight up like a skeleton.
I will
say,
that is true.
Like Jane Curtin.
Apart from that, though, one thing I learned from Scream 6 and all the Scream movies: if you get stabbed a lot, you're cool. Don't worry about it.
You're good.
Like next scene, it never happened. At all.
You just walk away.
No need.
This one was like offensively ridiculous.
We're not giving away medical advice. This is not what you should really do. But according to this movie, that's what happens.
She like the one girl walks in. She's been stabbed three times in the stomach and just like is fine. Like, well, Carrie, here's the thing. I'm home alone this weekend. And so what do I do when I'm home alone? I work my butt off and then I go see movies because what the heck? I love movies. So after working on the shipping container last night, I went and I saw Scream 6. I called you and talked about it.
Yeah.
Today, after working on the shipping container all day, I went and saw Chuck. Well, that's not Chuck. It's the guy from Chuck. Shazam.
Oh, Shazam, yeah.
I saw Shazam on the way home. And so that was also just another, these movies are all the same kind of experience. Like, they got to come up with some new ideas.
Yeah,
is this just something happens as you get old, Kevin? Like, Kevin, as you get old, you're just like, all movies are the same. I don't care anymore. Is that kind of something that's going to happen
to me? Mostly when you get old, you just don't watch new movies.
And you just watch Bridge Over River Kwai all day?
Are you just watching Ben-Hur on repeat?
You start liking the movies your dad watched when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. I love black and white
movies.
One of
these days, I'm
going to
watch McQueen, your favorite Paul movie Newman. That's not a movie and it's a miniseries instead.
Lonesome Dove.
Yeah, one day I'm going to watch that. Yeah,
it's amazing. Strange Brew, Blazing Saddles. I mean, I could go on.
Hey, let's talk about the 100 Mile Yard Sale in the Lynchburg area. What's that called? The Route 29?
You coming up, Dave? No, it's not broadcasted. It's not good enough to broadcast.
So everyone go to Lynchburg first weekend of May. Yeah,
there's
you have to be on Kevin's channel.
There's an incredible Blimpies in Bedford you guys should check out. C'est magnifique.
Well, we do.
Is what I would
say. Listen, okay, so there's a lot of events coming up, and I don't know what I'm going to go to and what I'm not going to go to. I'll be honest.
I'm going
with
to Vegas, and I'm coming back here, and I got to host some folks, and we're having a 100 Mile Yard Sale here.
Ooh, what is my dog barking at? Kind of creeping me out since I'm home alone. Like, what the heck?
Yep. Yeah, well, speaking don't answer of good the telephone
somebody
is
sent
what
me
I
a
would
sealed
suggest.
Home Alone.
Molly! Sorry.
You could have muted that, but...
Oh, man, that's good. I love it.
Somebody
anything
offered
sell
you a
for
sealed
you
home
since
alone?
They sent it to me in the mail. Oh, I've been getting tons of sealed VHS for free. Yeah, it's been awesome. I love it.
Did you check out the...
Can't you just reseal the used ones? Isn't that what you do?
No. No.
Did you check out the golden auctions? Like I told you, they're selling.
Picking and punching is coming up here for the 100 Mile Yard Sale.
Ooh. So I'm going yard sailing with him on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
He's driving over here, and we're going together down in Daytona area. So I'll let you know how he tries to murder me or anything.
Yeah, he's a nice dude, but I'm not going to say anything. I saw a picture of him beating somebody up on Instagram, so I'm not going to say anything bad about picking and punching. He seems
did
like
you really?
Who did
you
really...
beat up on Instagram?
He was like a UFC fighter, so like he had a picture of like him doing MMA in a fight. Like not a regular person. It was like, you know, a fight. So he's tough. I mean, like you don't want to cross him is what I'm saying, because you're small and feeble and weak.
I've been doing a lot of push-ups, you know, prior to going with him, so I don't look too small. You know, that's kind of my goal. So I want to take him down to the area where someone wrote that really angry message about me yard sailing with a camera on and see if
you could be a bodyguard. You could talk. You could say whatever you want this trip with him by your side.
I got to go check on my
dog. Your back.
Keep talking.
Okay, this is we're going to lose track here with me and Kevin, but we'll try.
I actually had my two dogs biting each other, barking underneath the table, and Dave's like, "Oh, he left. I can't leave." So now he's gonna go take. Where's your?
I thought
dog,
you were
Harry?
Upset because of what we were talking about. I thought you were got offended.
Well, wait,
or
since
something.
since he's not selling, do you have an item you sold this week?
Yeah.
That was not a card.
Look, the last three sales are not cards. Okay, I sold a McFarlane toy for $3.50. That was my last sale.
I just said $20.
No. I'm working on that. I'm not there yet. I sold a jean jacket. I got at the bins for $14. And then I sold a crew neck for $14. And then a shirt for $9. That's my last
You're
four
sales.
You're
selling shirts on eBay. You're selling clothes.
I've been selling
like
clothes.
Not vintage clothes, regular clothes.
Regular
I cannot
clothes.
Sell regular clothes
well,
to
I mean, this
save
is a,
my life.
This is a metal militia, man. I mean, it's pretty hot and cool, you know?
Okay.
It's like the shirts gotcha. You wear. Like, just like... You know, you don't want to mess with people wearing those kind of shirts.
Yep. I sold a motocross bag, Yamaha, for $175 plus shipping.
Have you ever...
And I sold those ashtrays that I was showing you last episode.
Are we doing best sales?
$179.
Yeah.
Well, we figured we'd do it while you're gone.
So I sold nothing.
Yeah, you sold nothing, yeah. Every time
there's
I see
no one invading my home. I'll
every
tell you
time
that,
we
I
come
check.
Across ashtrays now, thank you so much, Kevin, for this. We have to buy them almost because Dawn loves she likes them to be honest, and you inspired her, and
cool.
Now she's looking for them everywhere we go.
But there are ashtrays. A lot of ashtrays not worth anything at all. Just
yes,
not worth it.
I have a bunch
but
of them.
There
actually.
Are some that are worth some money.
I have so many ashtrays, I'm probably going to start smoking at this point, just so we can get some use out of it.
someone ordered a lighter from me and said, thanks for selling me this. My teenage boy has really gotten into vintage lighters lately. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not smoking or anything like that. He's into
he really
lighters
loves,
right now.
He's into collecting glass bongs lately.
I don't know.
Can
he's
we say that?
Totally into crack pipes, but he doesn't do drugs.
Hey, just the Murano and the Fenton. Only that kind
yeah,
of glass.
So But I did actually sell some stuff. I mean, my sales are going down 25% versus previous period, but I did actually sell some stuff before I shut it off. But like I said, most of it was for $1.99, so I'm not convinced there's much worth talking about. And the other half of it I couldn't find, so there's that. Let me see.
So what are you've talked about what you do when you don't find this stuff. Are you canceling everything, Dave? Because you can't get away with that, right? Like that much.
So I mean, I just ship the wrong thing. You know, I just ship like a bowl from my kitchen or like a used pack of Doritos like, and the, just yeah, say, "Oh, whoopsies, let me refund you."
Do what you no. Gotta do what you
No, okay, you ordered
Cheerios.
My bad. Here's a full refund. Don't give me negative feedback.
Bran flake in the shape of my grandmother's toe.
No, okay, so yeah, let's talk about it for a minute. I mean, the vast majority of the time I can't find something, when I shut off the camera, me and Tina look for it, and we find it. Sometimes it takes 10 minutes, sometimes it takes an hour, but it's very hard to, like, on the fly, go find something while I'm recording without it becoming very boring. And so that's why a lot of people who do What's Sold videos pull everything first and say, I also sold this water and it sold for $10.
It's not as visually appealing.
Just turn the camera off. I mean, it's a no brainer. It happens to me. I mean, I find it.
Well, no. You know, so I can do that, Kevin, sometimes but I don't work off a script. I work off a stream of consciousness. And when my brain is on a topic, if I stop for an hour to find an item, I'll forget what I was talking about. I'll lose my momentum. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, this is...
I know you're
It's
not
like
kidding.
A performance. I have to keep going. If I stop and interrupt it, the whole video ends up worse.
You'll be, like watching TV or something, forgot you were actually doing a video a minute ago. That's how
carries into comedy, right? Carries into comedy. And one of the best signs of a good comedian is he continues to go back to the joke from earlier. Right? Like, he keeps reinforcing the funniness of that first joke. Yeah. The same thing happens with my flipper videos. Like, I have to, like, be able to continue to reference the thing I talked about before to make it this really cohesive, fun...
So, you could not do the videos the way I do them. I literally will film sometimes in the morning and then go, like, Turner's got practice, we'll go out to dinner or whatever, and then I'll pick the camera up and I'll keep filming, and then I'll come upstairs and we'll, you know, do something. Then I'll go back down and I'll film again.
I can do it's just different. Video. I can do it. Like, I did that with this whole storage cleanout thing. It's more segmented. It doesn't flow as well, but it still works. But it's not what I like to do. What I like to do is one big cohesive take, right? With no reshoots or anything like that. Just one big cohesive take.
Can you see this? Can you see the boxes? Yeah. I got to film each segment separately.
Wow.
And then, so it doesn't matter if I stop or start. Yeah. All boxes.
Well, anyway, so Carrie, usually I find the stuff. And if I don't find the stuff, I will message the person and say, hey, I can't find this. Did you want me to cancel it? Did you want to get something else? Do you want me to give you a refund? How do you want to proceed? And then if they write me back, I will cancel it at the buyer's request, which I've heard you might not be allowed to do. Someone told me they got in trouble for it, but I don't know if that's true. I think that's what you do too, right?
It's me? Kind
of,
yeah. Carrie?
Both of you.
Yeah.
So you joked about sending them Cheerios or something, but that's what I told you. If you're in danger, first of all, you need to be honest. But if you're not going to, you know, if you're to the point where you're going to destroy your store, if you've had that many, then it's probably a good idea to do something else.
So the one thing I did is I sold Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 3. The names of those video games so crazy. But I had two copies. I had a PS3 and an Xbox 360 version. And like 3 weeks prior, I sold one of the versions and I shipped it without realizing it. I shipped the wrong console. So 3 weeks later, I sell the other one and I can't find the Xbox 360 one because that's the one I accidentally sent to the guy who bought the PS3 one. So I just went ahead and sent that guy the wrong one too. So I mixed up the console on both, hoping maybe he has both consoles and doesn't really care. And I never heard from him. So I guess he was like, eh, whatever. I guess both of them were like, eh, whatever, this is fine. I've got this console.
My advice, especially if it's a viewer, but if it's not, is to send them a message and literally send them a sticker and a little piece of paper, put a dollar bill in the envelope, whatever, and just say, listen, I'm sorry, I screwed this up. I'm going to give you a full refund, but I don't want this to ding my account. My apologies. Yeah. The refund is on its way. Here's an extra dollar.
You start it with, do you know who I am? And then you give them all your social.
Big time. Big time. Well, we got to talk about the gossip.
Dave, NC Pickard.
We got to talk about the gossip we heard about Lynchburg. in the Lynchburg area.
Oh my god!
But no, okay.
Are you
so,
serious? We're going.
I think
here?
We gotta go there in a minute. We'll go no, there in a minute. Oh, no, Carrie needs to hear. Right, I haven't fine. Told him the story, but before I do that, I'll say. So for these people who listen, ordered these... and they caused me to shut down my whole eBay store, I just threw in a bunch of free crap and sent them a box. And I said, because it was two viewers and I couldn't find five items that were between two viewers. So I just like one guy would have ordered a bunch of Matchbox cars. So I just put like 10 Matchbox cars. He had bought four. And I said, sorry, I can't find the right ones. And the other was Donna, who's a super awesome supporter, and I think she buys from yeah. you too, Kevin. I know she buys from Carrie, KBDS mom.
Yep.
And
yep.
so for her, she's I just awesome. Threw in a bunch of extra plushies, and I said, Donna, I'm sorry, I can't find it. You made me shut my store down.
Thank you for that.
Okay, no, man, but I got some funny. Gossip. I heard some gossip, and gossip, it's not really gossip. It's kind
of
totally
First
gossip,
of all,
guys.
Just a disclaimer. These two have made the completely unbelievable believable, even to the point where people in my family believe the nonsense. That they yeah. spout.
Who, me and Care Bears?
This is none of this is true.
Yeah, we always say one truth with one falsehood, so you guys can determine which ones are which. Go ahead.
Yeah, like okay, so basically, I got a call from someone in Lynchburg area said they were at the sale that Kevin bought all the Popples at. Do you remember the Popple sale, guys? Plushtopia, yeah. Plushmore,
yeah, Mount Plushmore,
Mount Plushmore,
yeah, Mount Plush.
And he also bought his keychains. His keychains were there too, right? All those keychains?
They were at the same location, different sale.
Yeah.
Different time.
Yeah,
same
spot.
Location.
It's like some mm-hmm. Raritan club or something like that. But mm-hmm. I guess my buddy, CBA3Fs, he's the gossip, if you want to know who the gossip is. he went in yeah. there and
he
heard
does
people
clickbait
trash
titles
talking,
about how awful I am.
Trash talking Kevin because Kevin's too big time to even give them the time of day at yard sales and he just ignores yes. them.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, Carrie. The Kevin goes yeah. in and like
Sounds
he's
right.
too big for them now. Back in the day, he used to be cool, but now he won't even talk to him.
Yeah,
he just
that's the thing that
like,
people don't realize
that?
About Kevin is once he's gotten the use, whatever usefulness you have, he won't even give you. He won't even throw. Like he gets to a point where he'll just throw the stickers nonchalant. He won't even do that anymore. Once he just is big time again, he's starting to do.
Well,
that.
And it was like a progression, right? It was like a progression where like he'd give them stickers, then they have to get their own stickers, and now he just
and the thing is
when he gets
you're
going
to hear him make excuses, but he's got himself to believe that this isn't happening. The same thing with his accent over years. He faked it so long that he believes this is his actual accent now, and he's not no longer a California
yes. Well, do you know
boy.
Uncle Steve uh-huh. and his dad and actually Blue Ridge Mama, they all carry him into yard sales on a litter.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the Egyptians.
That's where
like...
you know it's true, because Blue Ridge Mama ain't getting up early enough to go yard sale.
He usually just sits in the car and yells, is there anything in this one? Well, do I need to get out? And yeah.
And Kevin is wearing the Princess Leia outfit, like the bikini thing that she
yeah,
had at
yeah.
Jabba. And, you know... Yeah. Also, Eric OBX Picker is feeding him grapes. So can someone please Photoshop this for us?
Yeah, Photoshop it, please. Please, do that. Do it. Guys, you're so talented. We believe in
Photoshop.
You.
Put it on the Facebook. You know, make sure you go to our Facebook if you're not there. But, oh, holy crap, we got Patreons, Carrie.
Yes.
We've got
yes,
some amazing
our
patrons. They're amazing, and we're way late on mentioning them. We are actually contractually obligated to mention
yes,
our Patreons.
Yes, contractually.
That give us the wealthy as a Kevin tier. And yes. Carrie, can you go ahead and name them, or do I have to pull it up?
Name them all? There's
Sales
by
Tony.
Tony.
Amazing
there's,
guy. ABC.
Biscuit Butt. ABC Matt.
Mr. Biscuit Butt. Yeah, ABC Matt.
Mr. Biscuit
Parker
Matt,
County Picker.
Ray's Hell
oh,
Resale.
Pearls from the Past. Have we talked about Pearls
yes.
from the Past before?
I think last time, yeah. I think
maybe last
newer,
time,
though.
Yeah. Pearls Rob Moreau, past. Tanya Arnold, all amazing people. Thank you
yeah,
guys for
amazing
joining
people.
Our Patreon.
John
oh,
Lithgow,
totally...
thank you as well. One of our newest Patreons, John Lithgow,
John
the
Lithgow?
Actor. Yeah, from Harry and the Hendersons. Thank
Harry
you.
And the Hendersons.
I love that show.
I bought that at a sale. I bought the Harry and the Hendersons book the other day at a sale because yeah. Turner's into Bigfoot
the first
right
movie
now.
Kevin I
was
remember.
In,
I love
I
that
just,
movie.
Kevin was in the Patreon Discord arguing with people tonight. About multiple things. First of all, about
point out
individually
that
track.
I was in the Discord.
Of course,
there's
you are.
There's been some.
You're always
some
in there, which is why
it's...
people should subscribe for $3,
well,
$5 a month, whatever.
I understand,
get in there.
But I told you when you did this, A, it was a bad idea. B, I wouldn't be contributing.
Yes.
And Carrie's the one who barely contributes. You've been holding up
but
your
Carrie's
end.
That's kind of on brand, though. That's on
anything.
Brand. That's on brand for me, though. People know what they're getting.
But no, so Kevin was fighting with them about separate bank accounts, right? You were fighting with them about, you know, cash in, cash out nonsense. I don't understand.
I mean,
what was that all
You don't
about?
Understand. Listen, there's the Kerry doesn't do taxes, so this is not a conversation for him. Yes, so you could do the cash method or you can do the accrual method, which, by the way, I'm not an accountant. But if I was, I would tell you to not do the accrual. It has the word cruel in it. It is cruel and unusual punishment to do the accrual method. And I realize that most people out there do it, but I was just trying to make a simple point, and there was pushback. Death Pile Picker was on my side.
Interesting.
So you do cash in, cash out is what you were saying then?
It's cash, but I mean, why would you torture yourself and try to make an account for every single item?
I don't even think you have to do anything. You don't have to do that unless you're making over $1 million or something, right? You
can
do
cash in, cash out. Well, he is. That is what he's making.
Well, yeah, Kevin is. At this point, Kevin is. Yeah, but like for normal resellers.
I don't. Okay, but here's the thing, Kevin. I agree. That's how I do my accounting, as you're describing, right? Just cash in, cash out, whatever. I don't do the accrual method. But what I do want to do is start using my reseller genie to track what I spend on stuff just for my own knowledge and to get better at reselling. Like, I think.
And this would be the My Reseller Genie that you dropped your link. I'm not ready to
just,
use
you don't
list
even need
perfectly.
To use my link.
Can
guys.
I announce
no,
it
no.
on this show?
You don't even need to use my link. Just use code NC Picker to save money on My Reseller Genie. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But no.
I think mine's American Arbitrage, I think.
Hold on.
I think.
Part of my whole redoing my store is I want to, from the ground up, integrate My Reseller Genie. Maybe list perfectly in some other cross-posting. I'm still torn on it because it's like so much work to cross-post.
I'm not. I'm listening.
You're going to do it?
I'm doing it. I'm all in. We've already started.
So much work,
it.
Though, to like delist the stuff that sells. I mean, I'm a little nervous about it, but I should.
I got
why
it.
Not put it on the
There's a reason thing. Why I'm all in.
You have
for
a track
it,
record of doing well with those kind of things, so I think it'll be all right.
Sarcasm.
There's no way you're going to get any videos on this. Oops, I sold it on Mercari. That's not going to happen.
Dude, I canceled a Mercari order this week because I couldn't find it.
I canceled 90% of my Mercari orders. I always forget.
I don't have a list perfectly code. Do I need to get one? I guess
that's
I
why
one.
I need to do it. See, I'm going over. I dropped
I could figure mine out if you guys
you'd
want.
Be yelling at me. List perfectly code
it's
Commonwealth. Terry has one.
It is expensive.
Terry, that's it. If he's going to show My Reseller Genie with his, we ought to be able to do this perfectly
I'm
until
not
he has
you.
One.
Do what you want. Do what you
we
want.
Need to send a bill to these, fake,
American
shoot,
Arbitrage
they need to pay
30,
for this
guys,
episode.
To list perfectly. American Arbitrage 30. You'll save 30% off your first month, guys.
Here's the, just code here's the thing, guys. For here's list the perfectly. Thing. I'm trying to grow as a reseller. Okay, I'm trying to get better at reselling, and it's hard because it's much easier to just keep doing the same thing. But if I want different results, like actually a
you
want to
use
eBay
data.
Business,
you could be a data guy. Right?
I could be a data guy. I could go into the data. Right. I could crunch the numbers. I could figure out what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. So I just
and
try
what,
to be better.
What item is worth so much. Yeah. I get it. So I totally get it. And I could see using My Reseller Genie for that, even though you have a bookkeeper. But and here's the beauty. This is not a My Reseller Genie commercial, although use code Commonwealth down below.
I'm gonna mute his audio there. I have the
in
power.
All seriousness,
turn up your mic,
and they
Kevin.
Really
turn it up.
Send us a thing. In all seriousness, they allow for either method in their accounting system.
Yeah, I saw that either they do method. The accrual method as well. We did get some questions from the Patreon over at the Patreon Discord. By
yeah,
the way.
Let's
if you guys
do it.
Want to get in
it.
On that. Debbie said she wants to know what your best sellers are lately, as in like categories, like what type of items are moving for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and answer that first, Kerry.
It's sports cards, 100%. I sell, I'm averaging probably around 18 to 25 cards a day I sell on a good day.
Wow.
I'm hoping. So, no, I'm doing really
like
well.
Anything...
I mean,
oh, go ahead, finish.
Go ahead. No, I'm selling a lot of cards. I love it. It's my favorite thing to sell by far.
Well, yeah, for me, it's mostly items that were $2 and lost. And so that's kind of
what
that
is the category.
On. Lost
like
$2 items.
sunk. Anything that's a sunk cost is that's his bread and butter. If you're losing money,
you know what? Follow
it.
Me on Whatnot because I'm about to clearance out a lot of crap on Whatnot.
Dude, you're going to make some money.
So
on that
this stuff. Is going to sound odd, but my best category is also my worst category at the same time. I
adult
cannot
diapers.
Sell. Normal clothes right now. I cannot sell shoes for the life of me. And it's I've talked about this before when Reezy was on. People are in my store. They're looking for collectibles, cool things, different things. A lot of vintage clothing now is selling, records, stuff like that. But they're going past those normal items, and my listings are just dying on just normal shoes, normal clothes. And I can't tell them, haven't been able to for about 5-6 months. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. So that is why I'm starting Loose Perfectly, is because I am going to cross post those items that die in my eBay store, because viewers are in my store, in my eBay store, and they're killing those other items, not on purpose, but because they're looking at the other items and they just die because nobody's buying them. And so I'm starting Loose Perfectly for that. But at the same time, my best sales lately are vintage clothes, which I sold the $700 Petty shirt.
So just like the old stuff from your closet that you haven't worn in a while?
From your childhood, yeah. You know, I think the other reason I should really consider List Perfectly or some sort of cross-posting thing, flip, whatever, is because I've got nothing. I've got nothing listed. So if I just started... That's always the hurdle, right? It's like, oh, I already have 2,000 listed. I got to go try to back post everything to Mercari and
I thought
and
you were going
to
do it for another reason on top of that, which is that somebody seems to be reporting your page all the time. What if
that's
you lose
true
eBay?
My eBay account could go away since the freaking
because if the items are in
gets reported.
If the items are in List Perfectly, you have them stored there, right? True. Or I shouldn't just, this isn't a List Perfectly.
I don't know enough about List Perfectly, but that sounds right.
But it could be any.
They are sponsoring the dessert in the Trash to Cash Bash. Do we have
we haven't talked about that.
We
should mention that.
Yeah,
they gave us money to buy extra desserts for the Trash to Cash reseller bash thingy in Vegas. And we do still have tickets for that. If you guys want to go, we'll put a link down below. It's an Eventbrite link. I'm going to check right now, see how many. I think we still have like 15, 20 tickets available if you want to come hang out with us. $40.
Yeah,
a whole weekend of events.
Me and Dave will be there, and I think Kevin will probably make a cameo. He's busy as usual, I'm sure, but
Kevin's
gonna
be there the whole time.
Sticker.
Listen, I feel like it's a dream come true. Haven't you always wanted to play craps? Haven't you always wanted to play craps with the Commonwealth picker and see it? Like he gets in the high roller room. He gets in the high roller room. He only bets like 1,000 plus.
For the hard way. Every bit. That's it. That's
really, I do
just
all
do whatever Dave tells me.
$1 on all the hard ways. I like the hard ways.
The hard ways aren't very good bets.
They're pretty hard. Yeah. Okay. So hold on. The other question was from Alicia. I think there was two more questions. Alicia said, how many chickens does Kevin have?
She was the one I was trying to. I think she's a believer. She believes me in changing from her method of counting.
But how many chickens?
By the way, she's also awesome. How many chickens do I have right now?
Yeah.
Zero.
What, you ate them
Did
all?
Did you eat them all? You ate them?
They're quicker. Dead. They're all dead.
I was quicker with that joke.
Are for real? Are they really dead?
They're for real all dead.
Why you eat them?
Okay, so people think they happened. We had 11, and they died over time, different incidences. One happened 2 years ago. We went to Disney, and something got to like 6 of them. So we were down to 5, and then one of them got 6. We were down to 4 and had 4 for a long time. And a disease came through and got 3 of them, and a predator got the last one. This happened over like a 3-year
period. Was it the Philly Flipper? Didn't he live under your shed? Is he eating your chickens? Remember that old joke? That was a classy one.
That is an old one. We haven't brought back. That's an old one.
Forgot about that one.
You got to watch out.
Philly Flipper ate all your chickens. Got it.
He's down in Florida now, so
it's very Ukrainian.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Yeah, he's down in Florida. Here. He's just on the beach all the time. He's relaxing. Okay, so Death Valley Finds had a really good question: boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah. Carrie's gonna say free ball.
Yeah, neither, man. I'm letting the goose just be free.
Dude, you get to an age like Kevin where like normal boxers, they're not going to be sufficient for the saggage that's going on down there.
Oh, my wife's going to love this episode.
There's just too much saggage, so he needs to do the boxer briefs. I mean, I actually do boxer briefs too because they're just more comfortable, but yeah. Carrie doesn't wear underwear. Okay, Death Pile Picker said, do you recommend the cash method or the accrual method?
That's funny.
Hot topic in our Discord. And then he did a stirring the pot gif. So a lot of fun over in the Discord, guys. Join
it was pretty good. And I think Graham and Pops over there, boy, there's a lot. It was interesting.
Yeah, Graham and Pops Vintage. I'm a little upset at Graham's and Pops Vintage. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little angry at them. Because they're heavily supporting the Reseller Clickbait podcast. As I was like working my butt off for 20 hours, I had a lot of time to listen to the other podcasts out there. I really wish someone would make a podcast as good as this one for me to enjoy. But I'm listening to these crappy podcasts, like the Reseller Clickbait podcast. Terrible.
Dude, wow. It is bad. Shots fired.
And, listen, would get better.
Grams and Pops Vintage, they're like, first of all, why don't you bring Pops onto the Reseller Clickbait podcast? He'd be an amazing third. Or Yakov Benz. Like, come on, you need a third on the Reseller Clickbait podcast so badly. It's true. Either of those guys would be great on your podcast. So let's start there.
And somebody to make the thumbnails would help as well.
Bring in three and get rid of two, and it might even be better.
Bring in
just have us do the Reseller Clickbait podcast.
No, this is a cry for help for you. Yakov Benz or Pops from Grandma Pop Vintage should be on the Reseller Clickbait podcast. It would vastly improve that show. I'm just saying. Think about it.
Anyway. What a complete toilet fest this was till Kevin joined.
Deathpile Picker would be good on there too, but it would be an explicit show. Actually, better than him would be his wife, because she's actually funnier than he is.
Yes, she's funny.
But Grams and Pops Vintage not only is like constantly commenting and getting comment of the week over there, but they also are sending them physical gifts, which I have never gotten anything from Grams and Pops Vintage for trash to cash. I'm just saying.
I have.
Oh, you have?
I think so.
Oh, well.
I think I got at least a sticker.
It must have meant a lot to me, guys. Yeah, I did. It must have meant a lot to me. I forgot.
I did get one of my favorite. I will say this. I did get one of my favorite gifts ever. I think it was from Deathpile Picker. He sent me a bunch of cards and said, here's some more dollar cards, basically, for you to waste your time on. He didn't say it like that. But that's the vibe I got. And I appreciated it because I really quite enjoyed them. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, I have a question to ask. Since Dave is posting to TikTok, Carrie, Dave is posting like crazy. The king of TikTok, the king of the OG of short form here in this podcast is being outposted on TikTok by
Dave. That is true.
But not out of view. No one's looking at the content. I'm just posting it and it's falling to deaf ears. Like, no one's
you're getting a lot of views. Don't act like you're not. You're getting some views.
Today's are garbage.
Yeah, but you can't judge the one day, man. I'm still living off yesterday. I'm starting to do the more than minute long TikToks, as is the trend at the moment. And my last one did like 250,000 views, which is year ago on TikTok was no, but like you've had some do more. And a year ago on TikTok, 1 minute plus videos were like really tough to get views on. It's like it turned off.
I had one get 600,000.
That's amazing, dude. To that
600,000.
The people, who would have thought the people of TikTok were clamoring for longer videos? You would think they would want shorter videos somehow. Just a half a second clip of just like
stuff.
Kevin yelling at somebody who's working for him. That would be golden.
It was, speaking of, I don't know what kind of comments you're getting on that TikTok you put out today, Dave, but the one where we went in the house, it was like, it's nice to see, you know, human beings act like rabid dogs just to make a dollar and stuff like that.
That'll be a fun segment. Let me look, Kevin. Let me look. All right, so I'm on my TikTok. I'm going to look at that. This is where Kevin, like, barges into the house. The top one is...
I didn't barge into anything. I was polite with her and nice with her. And cordial.
Oh, they're so good. I love TikTok comments. Okay, let's read some. Y'all some vultures is the first one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You guys, listen to this next one. You guys are wrong for that. Okay, next
wrong
one.
For that,
this is just sad. Next one. No respect at all. Next one. This is hard to watch. Next one. What a bunch of bums. What a bunch of bumps. Next one is...
This is in order. There's no positive.
No.
This is just in order.
You were too aggressive with that woman. Back off and get the H out of her house. Oh, Kevin wrote on there. Kevin said... Kevin wrote, who is that jerk? He does have nice legs, though.
No, here's my last one, guys. It's not from that video, but my last one's hilarious. For full context, I drive, like, I think they're referring to me. I drive a 2006 Honda Civic garage sale.
He drives
like
at 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And this says the key, this guy is actually quite right, honestly. The key is to go to nice neighborhoods for yard sales and show up in a $200 car. Which is all true. That was actually insightful. That was pretty insightful.
Dude, you paid $400 for that car, I thought.
No, I paid about $250. You know.
$250 bucks?
No, I don't know what's paid on it.
That's funny.
It costs more to register it than to buy the freaking car.
It does. Dude, but it's a Honda. It lasts forever, dude.
Yeah.
I want to point out that my video where we went in that house, not one person on YouTube said anything about it.
It's all
because
about
the reality of it was extremely fun. She was extremely cordial. She invited us in. We all had a great time. And we left. But the way you edit a video can determine everything. Although TikTok, they're looking for
TikTok
something
there
to say.
Just going
to
talk trash.
But you gave, I guarantee you, I haven't even watched it. I guarantee you gave them something to
you
say.
Commented you commented on it. How did you not watch it? Is that your social media manager?
Because I just went to comment on it. I didn't watch
wow,
it.
Wow, you're a monster.
I usually just make a comment on your videos based on the thumbnail. I assume what it's
yes.
about. And I just, hey, can I tell you a bolo on sunglasses that everyone already knows? Maui Jim. Well, yeah. Maui Jim yeah. sunglasses.
Maui I sold a Maui Jim really t-shirt good. Not long ago.
You ready for Jelly Hands? I'm totally ready. It's delayed.
Yeah. So
and Carrie,
today
we're
going to
turn off we're going to turn off the camera though. We're going to turn
oh,
off the
okay,
camera.
Oh, okay, turn
so
it off.
We
yeah, that'll be way better if we can't
just,
see it. Turn it off.
No, we're going to turn it off
the half of
and
my
then
topic.
And then turn it back on. I get it. I get it. I'm not that
okay,
slow.
Yeah, you know how it works, right?
What did you want to say, Kevin?
Nothing. I'm just like, I didn't get to my comments, but that's all right. I didn't get to my topics.
No,
I didn't
this is
get
better.
To the comments, but whatever.
You can get to the comments once he's all sticky. That's more fun. After
Do you
he
think
gets
our
all
viewers
slimy.
Will come back after the last episode? Do you think it's done?
Like,
I mean, how many do you think someone
They're
left?
Probably overwatching Reezy's show. Cause they
well,
like it
I will
better.
Say we had an uptick in subscribers when Reezy came on. It didn't go down. It went up.
Okay.
We were making subscribers.
Oh, you know what would be fun? Let's look at the like to dislike. Oh, Dawn is sitting down. What's happening? New Jelly Hand.
Hi, guys. How do you unmute it?
Dawn is here.
Yeah,
are
we
you
can hear you,
Dawn.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Hi. I just wanted
Hi.
To come
are
on
you
and
doing...
talk to... Huh?
Are you doing the Jelly Hands?
No. But I wanted to come on and talk to you guys about something that I know you guys don't talk about often is Amazon FBA. And that's your guys' favorite thing.
So I have a question. Is your mom making like six figures a year selling on Amazon?
Is that Reezy or is that
that's
Rakin?
That's
guy. Rakin.
Mr. Profit
yeah.
Rake. Yeah. You got some jelly hands
it's
for
Rekin.
Us?
I do. So also don't call me Mike. So
okay, Mike. Oh, jelly face,
oh,
Dawn and
like
the camera.
It.
Oh man,
does that mean we got to give Dawn?
Wow, Dawn just got pied on the show. What
sales
an exciting
Tony.
Jelly hands. Yeah, sales by
sales.
Tony.
Sales
Yell
by
it.
Tony. Sales by Tony. Oh.
Thank you, Sales so by wrong. Tony, for your support. Now we're just like Carrie's just delegating
okay,
his
here.
Filthy mess to someone else. It's horrifying.
This is look at the calories. Don't lick it.
Yeah, don't lick it. That's calories. Here. Is it keto? Is it keto approved? Wow, Dawn is blind. It's all over her. So Sales by Tony, thank you for that.
The dog's eating it.
I'm a little disappointed that you're I'm a little disappointed that you're not.
No, we'll do that.
Right
we'll
now.
Do that one. We'll do that one, though. Don't worry. We'll do the one we talked about.
Right now,
Dawn. Well, not right now. I don't have the material.
Why not?
Well, we don't. This was the we mixed it up. We wanted to throw you guys off.
Why are you eating pie, bro? Stop eating that.
You're
on a diet. Stop
it's
it.
Crust and whipped cream. It's not that bad, is it? I didn't have that much.
All right, Kevin, what's your question of the week?
So, wait a minute. I don't have a question of the week, but I have the results. The dislikes last week were the highest dislikes we've ever had, and it's still only 97.1%.
That's not bad.
And it's typically 98.5%.
Well, to make sure it's clear, 97% were likes, and then
likes.
3%
yes,
were
yes,
dislikes.
Yes.
Yeah, so Correct. It was our worst show ever. Everyone agrees. And it's actually performing
Everyone,
quite
except
terribly.
Except for
97%
of people. 97%
of people
awesome.
Said it was awesome, but 3% hated it. How's Dawn doing? Is she recovering over there?
Stupid.
Look at her.
Yeah,
she's in the background,
okay,
all covered in pie.
No, that's because
Get the dog to lick it off. Get the dog to lick it off, yeah.
I will say Dawn comes in second here. Dawn's episode was. Oh, no, I take it back. No, that's totally wrong. Don't miss the latest
you
episode.
You can sort it by most hated?
No, I'm just looking down, scrolling through all of them.
What the most loved episode was. Okay, so, Kevin, did you actually
Probably
have a comment
Carrie
of the
tornado.
Week?
Well, my comment of the week was just looking at the last comment saying how great it was, how bad it was. But there is one comment in particular. I got to find it really quick, so y'all talk. I gotta find it. This is a good one. Here it is.
I'm just watching Dawn in the background picking up pie crust. Like,
it's
what is happening?
It's a great visual. It's a great visual. You should just start the podcast with that, dude. You should just clip that and
just
start
gone.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin can't find it. He's so... You gotta put on your little monocle
here it is.
There.
This is flipping lost treasure. I had to rewatch some old episodes to cleanse my eyes, ears, and spirit after this show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I did not like that show at all. I wish I did. I was so bored. Geez. I was so bored, man. I'm just being honest, and I was honest with everybody who said something. I'm like, I didn't.
Big Steven says Rizzy, not Reezy, Rizzy. Rizzy, he wouldn't like that. Rizzy had me at the beginning on those deductions, LOL.
Yeah.
He liked the deductions.
Yeah, well, he was like, if you don't get audited every year, then you're doing it wrong or something. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
I've never been audited. I must be doing it. I'm overpaying, I'm sure, if I'm never getting audited.
Here you go. Ryan Davidson. First off, I got to say, I really enjoy the podcast every week. Funny, informative, very entertaining. Not a fan of Mike. Oh, sorry, Reezy.
Well, he did tell me not to call him Mike.
Don, you can wipe your face off. You don't have
to. So many good
Dawn's
comments.
Still in the background with pie all over her face. I don't even know what am I looking at here.
No, it's so weird.
Okay, before we get off.
Okay.
When nobody's listening to this, we've got to find somebody to manage this Facebook page. Y'all are just.
I
Carrie's
have
doing
fumbled.
Nothing.
Yes. To be fair,
nothing.
It's his one job on the show, and he's not doing it. So
I feel like you guys are mad.
I'm not surprised.
To be fair, Jelly Hands is his other one.
That's true. Jelly Hands, but he didn't even do
and
that.
He just made Dawn.
He didn't
yeah,
even do
it's
that.
Called It's called delegation. It's one of the rules of power. You need to read that
delegation.
Book.
You That's... called it slave labor when I do it. How come it's not delegation when I'm doing it?
Can we just talk?
I just
talk
had a bad
second.
Week. Give me a break. I've been doing it a lot. I just didn't do it very much this week. I screwed up.
I want to talk just really quick about the reseller rally, right? You got the Cincinnati picker, Craigslist hunter, Kevin.
Which, by the way, Craigslist hunter's page is blowing up right now, just FYI.
His page or his YouTube channel?
His YouTube channel,
okay.
Sorry.
That's what happens when you actually finally make some videos. But basically, they're doing a reseller rally.
No. He's up. Whatever. Go ahead.
He has had sparse videos for the last couple of months.
No, that's John. Pete's page is blowing up.
He also hasn't been making many videos. He just started making
Pete
a lot.
Pete makes videos all the time. You're crazy.
I'm going to look right now. I'm
Whatever.
Look and see how many he did. No, you don't want me to look because you know I'm right.
No, I know I'm right.
Dude, he does like, look at that. One a week. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, he did. Though this last week, he's done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
1 month ago. Ooh. 5 videos, 2 months. He doesn't do a ton of videos. He does like one or two.
No, but he's done them consistently.
You're right. It's John
he's
who's done,
done
none.
That.
It's John who's done none. John has been doing zero videos. Anyways.
But when he puts one out, people watch it anyway.
Well, and my bigger thing is like all these people are paying like $100-something to go to the reseller rally and have this like big event.
Trash to Cash is coming.
Where Kevin's going to big time them and not even talk to them.
That is
if you go to the Trash to Cash podcast event in Vegas, Kevin is going to be your best friend. He's going to be snuggling you, hanging out
for
with
all
you.
The people,
he's talking
for
about
all
some
the people
nightclubs.
Who went to Tennessee, who did the Trash to Cash barbecue bash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is any of this true? I talked to
no, because it was
there.
A Trash to Cash
Dave
event.
Was
no,
the
no,
one
no.
filming, putting a camera in everybody's
you
face,
totally
trying to get content.
Are gonna be cordial.
I didn't whip out a camera.
You whipped something
I talked
else out
to there. Every person there.
Yeah.
Dave was making content to make money.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's true.
And I was talking to every
yeah, he
person
will,
there.
If you're in Vegas, guys, for the Trash to Cash bash, okay, he will talk to you as long as you are also at the Spearmint Rhino. Is that what it was called? He will be there for most of the vacation. So if you're there, he'll talk to you. He will definitely talk to you.
No, my point I was trying to make was Kevin's going to big time you at the reseller rally because there's going to be so many other people there. But our event is small and intimate, so you will get some more quality time with Kevin. Don't worry about me and Carrie. We'll be there. But, you know,
we're
no one wants
just,
our attention.
The
we're
going to
have more opportunity
it,
for Kevin at Vegas.
That the reseller rally will have a Trash to Cash live event.
It should, as
sometime,
it should.
Shape or sure, yeah. as it should. But I'm thinking it should.
I don't
just
think
be
Tommy
roast,
Bernard's
going to
like
all
that.
These creators.
No,
that,
no.
Oh,
but
Tommy, come on the show.
True.
We'll roast him right there on
that's
the show.
That's right. We'll roast him.
Tommy doesn't like our show anymore, though. He doesn't like our show anymore for no reason.
for no reason at all. We're going to title this Tommy Hates Us.
Let's do
Why
it,
does Tommy
please.
Hate
the bad
us?
Bad advice that we give.
We give
see,
bad
I'm not
advice.
Trying to give advice. I haven't
okay,
told anybody
no, you know
how
what?
To be a
Time out.
Reseller.
I'm going to call Tommy out.
You don't give advice.
No, no. Listen, this is the thing. Like,
after hours. I'm just happy I don't have food on my face.
Listen.
I can't handle it.
Tommy has a problem with the fact that, like, he doesn't think we promote the right way of reselling, the most profitable way of reselling, things like that, and that it's not realistic to make a full-time living. So, okay, here's our new advice if you want to be a reseller. Find a magical secret supplier that can provide you with unlimited brand-new super high-value shoes that you can sell at a huge profit, and then that's how you resell. You just got to find
that
guy.
That's how you do it.
That's
how you do it.
That's how you resell like a pro, like Tommy.
Exactly. All right, I'm done, Kevin. Go back. It's almost weird considering.
Do something that's completely unrepeatable. That's how you become a successful reseller.
Exactly.
I will say this. I will say this, that if I was trying to be a full-time reseller with no other income coming from any other source, I would search high and low for a source.
Yeah, like Lonnie has one. Tom, they're just not that easy.
Well, he's gotten away from that actually. But I think they're. If your goal is to find one, you will find one.
Oh, heck yeah.
Or two or six.
I had so many before I was like doing content creation, and it's just by talking to people, getting out, going to local swap meets, talking to people who are reselling,
and
going to auctions.
And they gave you truckloads of brand new OnClouds?
No, but you can get your own thing. You can get your own thing, whatever that is. You can't get the stuff, the mysterious shoe buys.
Here's an example. So I know there's people who do this that are selling car parts, for instance. Yeah. You can find a car part. You can find that if you're. I'd rather like be a teacher than sell car parts.
Yeah,
personally.
I'm not into it either.
Or shoes, for that matter. I hate it, right? But if you don't want a job and you want then find maybe an audio place that is replacing stuff and putting new stuff in. Maybe somebody's working on houses. Maybe you're finding a flipper, right? Somebody who's flipping houses, and you go into that house and it's just a constant source. Maybe it's the golf. Like, this is low dollar stuff, but that golf course, I make a few thousand dollars off of that buy
like
once
the golf
a year.
Club head covers and stuff.
It's low dollar stuff, but there's some high dollar stuff in there too. If I did that for 50 golf courses all over the state of Virginia, I got an income.
Exactly.
So it is possible.
Well, and just final word, because I know someone will tell Tommy to listen, and he'll listen to this segment.
Yeah.
He's told me he would send me some OnClouds, and he never did. So I'm just, I wanted to call him out on that too. He normally probably doesn't listen to the show. So since I've got his attention. What size? What like size? A 9.5. Yeah. You got something you can send me?
And Carrie, what can you squeeze
nine,
into
maybe,
these days?
Maybe a 9.
Eight and a half
for Carrie.
He likes
the China. He likes the
I
wedge.
Like
the, foot
I like
binding.
The wedge. I like the point. Yeah, I like that.
Carrie bought some Kyries from my inventory that were like two sizes too small, and you rocked them for like 8 months.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, though, guys. Waste not, want not. You guys know that.
That's right. He's not the princess in the pea or whatever, a little pea in the mattress. And then, he also pees in his mattress. That's a side topic.
Yeah, no.
I'm not gonna talk
hey,
about.
Look, yeah, that's something that I was told I'd grow out of, but it's actually gotten worse over the years.
Happen. Well, I told my daughter that. So some kids were saying she was slow because they were playing tag, right? And she couldn't catch anyone.
She said, "You should see my dad."
And I said, "Callie, I guarantee you that kid pees his bed." She thought that was pretty funny.
I used to tell my kids, somebody did. They come to me like they did something, and I'm like, "Go hit him in the face."
Nope.
And I was afraid Reagan would do it.
Go hit him in the face. Just go punch him.
I'm like, cut that. Start the podcast with that. I've changed my mind. Just cut that.
Kick him in the fork of their leg, sweetie.
Exactly.
Well, what's the other option? You coddle him and like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I'm like, just go hit him in the face. And then it'd shut him up. Yeah, that was it.
I guess so. Okay, this is it, guys. We're done with the show. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the like button. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye, Tommy. See ya.